Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people. Today we'll hear the second part of my interview with my guest, Michelle Perrott. Michelle, a longtime local resident, tells us about her life abroad as a young girl and her family history in colonial North Africa, leading eventually to post-war Moscow and ultimately the United States.
Aujourd'hui, nous allons entendre la deuxième partie de l'invité de Clark avec Michelle Perrott. Michelle, une résidente locale de longue date, nous raconte sa vie à l'étranger en tant que jeune fille et son histoire familiale en Afrique du Nord coloniale, puis dans le Moscou d'après-guerre et finalement aux États-Unis. Bonne écoute à vous.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Welcome back to this edition of L'Invité de Clark. And as I mentioned last week, we have Michelle Perrott back with us because she has a great, great history, very interesting stories. Last week we were able to cover her very important involvement with a local charity here in Concarneau, St. Vincent de Paul, Society of St. Vincent de Paul. And this week we'd like to talk a little bit more about her very interesting life. Great to have you back.
Thank you, Clark.
It's been a real joy to know Michelle over the years, and she has quite an interesting life story to tell us. We'd like to get into that a little bit today because we weren't able to last week. Hey, let me start. Where were you born?
I was born in Tunis, in Tunisia, North Africa, and when it was French, when it was a French colony, a protectorate,
right,
to be more precise.
Well, I'm sure there's a great story behind that, too. I know you mentioned that it goes back a few generations.
Yes. The presence of my family on my mother's side goes back to 1830s, about 1830s, when France conquered Algeria. The government wanted to send civil engineers to Algeria to build roads and harbors. And so since my great-great-great-grandfather was a civil engineer, he was sent with a crew, with a whole team, to build the roads and harbors in Algeria.
Well, that's fascinating because when you were born, that would have been sometime during the war, and that was a very interesting time to be there, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. Well, for the adults, yes.
But your father, was he a civil engineer?
Not at all. He was in the foreign service.
So he was like an ambassador, or?
He was not the ambassador at the time because he was very young. But he was number two of what they call the residence in Tunisia. It wasn't an embassy because it was still under French control, so it was called the residence.
I see.
And
he
was number two there.
What year did he go there then? When did that start?
He went there. If I remember what I was told. In 1938 or something like that, 1937.
So that was pre-war.
Oh, yes, pre-war, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, yes.
So he was there actually during the war. There was a German invasion of North Africa.
Absolutely. In 1942, Germans invaded French North Africa, and as soon as that happened, he had just one idea, is join the resistance. And he did join the resistance. And he wanted especially to join de Gaulle in London, which was very hard at the time. Remember, we were in Tunis and de Gaulle was in London. And traveling in those days, and especially in time of war, wasn't as easy as it is today.
No, not at all. Completely different. Yeah. So he didn't go to London, we take it.
No, he didn't go to London. Instead, he was asked to represent Free France, and he and others, he wasn't the only one, obviously, to represent Free France in Moscow. So he left.
My goodness. He left Tunis
to go to Moscow.
Moscow. Wow. During the war.
How did he get there? Well, first he took little plane. They were little Dakota planes, you know, with two propellers. Yeah. No seats in them. They were just wooden benches. And it was stopover. He landed first, and from Tunis he landed in Malta. And then from Malta, he went to Cairo, and then Cairo, Damascus, and Beirut, and Tehran. And it was a very long journey in those days because there were small planes, and they were especially military planes.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And so he arrived in Moscow, and my mother and I followed several months after.
Wow, that's an interesting story. So you had to do kind of the same thing, because obviously there was no difference in transportation in those days, and you went to Moscow.
And my mother and I, went to Moscow, and I have to say that my mother was expecting my sister.
Oh, no. Just add a little something to the plot.
Yes. It added something to the adventure.
I should say, that's right. And I think if I remember correctly, you told me that one of your siblings was born in Moscow.
Sister, yes. My little sister was born in Moscow.
My goodness. And how long did you stay there?
I don't remember. I think it was between 18 months and 2 years.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So after the war, you were still there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there was a big, my father would tell me there was a big, they would call it the salute in Moscow, in Russian. And it was a big, like, fireworks and a big event, big show in the streets of Moscow to celebrate the end of the war.
Oh, I can imagine. The Great Patriotic War.
And my father would say that in the sky, they had the portraits of Lenin and Stalin.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
And my father took me there so I would remember this big event, but I'm sorry, I don't remember it at all. I remember what I was told, that's all.
That's to be expected. So after Moscow, what was the next stop in your life? This is amazing.
Well, the next stop was Warsaw in Poland.
Oh, of course.
Warsaw in Poland.
Warsaw in Poland.
Yes, after the war. Poland was in such a state. It was horrible. Even I remember that. That I remember very well. And I used to speak Polish fluently. You know, kids learn languages and forget them. They learn languages easily and forget them as easily.
That's true, yeah.
So I used to speak Polish so fluently that sometimes my father would take me to translate things for him.
Wow,
I was just 6 years old.
Tune in this autumn to a new show on Radio Harmony Cornouaille 88.8. It's L'Invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. You'll enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Yeah, so we stayed in Warsaw for two and a half years. And then my father was sent to Washington.
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Post-war Europe.
And that
what a
was
shock.
Yeah. Oh, you can. Well, a shock. A pleasant shock.
Very pleasant, yeah. After
pleasant
that.
Shock. Yeah. Because after Europe that had to deal with a post-warfare, we landed in a country where there was peace, everything worked, everything was, technology was more advanced than in Europe, and it was like another planet.
Oh, it must have been a fabulous eye-opener
for you. I remember that. I remember very well.
So you settled in the United States for a while and stayed in Washington? Did you move on?
No, my father was at the embassy in Washington. And then since my older sister got married in Washington, he and my mother wanted to stay close to her. So he always asked the foreign affairs in Paris to serve in the United States. So after Washington, we went to New York. It was a French permanent delegation to the UN.
Oh, yeah, the United Nations.
So we went, we stayed in New York for a very long time.
And the UN was new in those days.
Yeah. And my sister and I, we were both in school. My father didn't want my sister and I to go to the French school, and there was a French school in New York, mm-hmm. on Fifth Avenue, as a matter of fact. And he wanted us to go to the local school, the public schools in New York. And so we went to, at the time it was high school.
Yeah.
Junior high first. I went to junior high and then to high school. And that was it. So that's how I speak English.
Well, you certainly do with that brilliant American accent. I love it.
That's how I learned English.
I was going to ask you what your teenage years were like, because I like to ask people about that. But you were doing sock hops and all kinds of, probably had those poodle skirts, and you're doing all the 50s stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
And petticoats at the time. Petticoats were in fashion, so we had these big skirts.
Bill Haley and the Comets, ladies and gentlemen.
And, of course, rock and roll and... and all of the...
That was quite a time to be there when you think about it.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Oh, it was a lot of fun. Yeah. I had a ball, actually.
Well, I'm sure you did. Hey, but now that I think about that and I hear about your family history and all the great things and your generations before you, I was thinking, what'd you want to be when you grow up? What'd you think about when you were a teenager? What were you thinking about doing?
You know, I was a spoiled child. And everything came easy to our family. So I thought that that would just carry on.
And?
And it sort of did, and it sort of didn't. So I relied on my destiny, on my what would happen to me. I was sure it was going to be good.
Yeah.
And in a way, I was right.
Well, I'm speaking to Michelle Perrott, who's been recounting some of the more memorable events of her very interesting life, and we're delighted to have her. Michelle, you know, when you talked about the things that happened after that were your destiny, can you expand on that a little bit? What happened after New York?
After New York, my father was called back to Paris, and we stayed 10 months in Paris. When he was offered to serve in Ghana, in Accra, in Ghana.
Oh, I see. West Africa.
So let me tell you that when after New York and my sister and I learned that we were going to a tropical country, we were overwhelmed. We were so happy. We were seeing ourselves dancing and having fun and parties and all of that.
Yeah.
Wow. So we went to Accra.
What a change.
And in Accra... my sister and I met our husbands.
Ah, okay. Were they French, local,
well, my husband,
American?
My husband was French. My husband was French, but my, you know, Accra was Ghana was a former British colony.
That's right. Yeah.
It was before being Ghana. It was called the Gold Coast, and so there were a lot of there was a big community of Brits of British people.
Yeah.
Big community, and my sister. Decided she would join that community, and she met her husband, who's British.
Yeah.
And they're still married. Now they're in Canada, but they're still together.
That is. Great story.
Yeah.
And you met your husband?
So I met my husband, who was French, but unfortunately, he became ill very quickly. He passed. He died. And so...
what was his profession in West Africa?
He was with a company who, if some people, if Africans and if French people who lived in West Africa know, it was called CFAO. It was a big company that sold most everything. And he was one of the directors of CFAO in Ghana. And then we were sent to... Burkina Faso, Ouagadougou, and then after Ouagadougou, we went to the Ivory Coast, Abidjan.
Yeah.
And then after, he fell ill in Abidjan. Mm-hmm. And he was ill for 15 years.
My goodness, really?
He was ill for 15 years, and, but, and
well,
he made it. He made it until Gabon. After the Ivory Coast, we went to Niamey in Niger. After Niger, we went to Gabon. And after Gabon, we went to Togo, and he made it to Togo. And then Togo, we stayed 3 years. We lived 3 years in Togo in Lomé, and then we had to leave because he was dying.
Yeah. Well, you really have a history of West Africa, too. We talked about your European time, but my goodness, you saw just about every country over there, or experienced every country in West Africa.
Well, in West Africa, Well, I stayed for 20 years in West Africa.
Did you have any children there?
Yes. My older son was born in Ghana, in Accra, and my younger son was born in Paris. I have two boys.
Two boys here in France.
They both live in Paris now.
Do you think during all this time there was a special moment or a time when you felt something really changed? Your view of the world, was there, as a teenager, of course, you were exposed to a lot of things, and when your husband passed, that was a change, but you know, you have such great experience in all these different continents. Was there ever anything like a big moment for your destiny where you felt like you had reached a certain point or a pinnacle or anything you can point to?
A big moment. Well, my big moment was when I met my husband. We were a very close-knit couple.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it didn't last as long as I would want it to last.
No, of course not.
But it lasted, and that was a treat. And I thank God for it.
Sure. Well, then you came back to France. You have two very handsome boys. I've seen their pictures. And you're a busy lady here in France doing wonderful things for other people. You have a big heart. And we appreciate you coming on the show and talking to us about it. We know it can be difficult sometimes, some of those moments, but you've come through beautifully for us. And I think people will take strength from knowing that people like you are here with us. Mm-hmm. So thanks so much.
Well, thank you for listening to me. I hope I wasn't too long. Well, thank you. Thank you to you, Clark, and thank you to Radio Harmony.
Yes, Radio Harmony. Well, that's it for this edition, and thanks so much for listening. Come back and see us again or listen to us again next week. We are live on the radio at 10:15 every Wednesday, and then there's a rebroadcast at 6:15 p.m. The following Saturday. So thanks so much, and remember, it's always great to put a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.